When you say correct some things, what stands out specifically?
Well, I'm just making the plays to win games at the end. There's always a few plays that determine, you know, if you're 8-8 or 10-6 or even, you know, if you have a worse record. Every team can always say that, but you want to be the teams that make those plays. That's something we have to do in the future.
The way the chips fell, you know, one more win would have gotten you in. Do you look at any of the particular losses in the second half as the most costly?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely look at those things, and that's something that a lot of teams can say. But the truth is, if you don't make the plays, you didn't get it done. And we just have to, you know, kind of cherish those opportunities in the future and understand what those games mean, no matter when they are in the season.
Do you learn a lot from a season like this? I mean, obviously, wins are the most important, but the season went the way it went. Do you learn more from having to deal with the adversity you dealt with?
I don't know if you necessarily learn more. Definitely, you need to learn from being successful and from not getting the job done as well. So, there's definitely a lot to take from this season going forward, and you just have to make it positive. Can't get down about it. Have to improve and come back better next year.
How did Coach Zimmer manage the second half of the season?
Like he managed the first half. I mean, we didn't make enough plays. We were put in position to make plays, and the players have to win the games. They can put us in the right spots and coach us up, but if we don't get the job done, you're not going to win.
Nothing's wavering with him.
No.
Same feelings as from August.
No, I don't know what all that is. So, no.
Was that his message this morning when he addressed you guys, that we got to finish some of these games and make those winning plays?
Yeah, obviously, it was good to get a win yesterday, just to go out on a winning note. But message-wise, it's 8-8 is not good enough. And, we're not here to be mediocre. We're not here to just make the playoffs. We're here to continue and chase the Super Bowl. So this year wasn't good enough. That's pretty much it.
Is the sense though that you have enough guys in this locker room where this is just kind of a blip on the radar and 2017 should be a good year?
We have a ton of faith. I know I personally do, and the guys in this locker room, the guys that lead us, the guys that coach us, ownership, GM, everybody. We just didn't get quite enough this year, and going forward, we just have to do that.
What do you sense was missing defensively in the second half that was there in the first half that worked so well early?
I wouldn't even describe it as first half and second half, because I think there's a couple games where we really didn't play how we should have played, and we didn't do the things that we didn't create turnovers, we didn't just kind of everybody do your job type defense, and that created the bad plays, the giving up big plays. We don't really give up big plays. So those definitely contribute.
Last 23 seconds at home against Detroit, that seems to summarize what you were just talking about almost.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's one you can point to, but at the same time, they did enough to win, so you don't want to say, we gave it away, but, those are the games that we have to win. You have to win those games in the future.
Harrison, where does that